A passion for collecting beer memorabilia has turned into means of helping the next wave of beer makers learning the craft at Niagara College. The whole thing about the hobby is being involved in something that's positive, fun, and enjoyable, for young and old, male or female, said Larry Lemelin, president of the Niagara Brewery Collectibles Club. It doesn't matter who you are. The 69-year-old Welland resident was among a group of four who founded the club back in 2015. Since then, it has grown to 175 members, mostly from Canada, but the ranks do include a few members from south of the border as well. There is even one member from Luxembourg. "We have a member that's 19, Lemelin said. "We have a member that's 92. What they have in common is a love for all collectibles related to beer and brewing, whether they be in the form of labels, bottle caps and openers, bottles or cans," Lemelin said. "There's really nothing specific, because collecting could be something as simple as paper labels," Lemelin said. "And now people are collecting the colorful cans, because the cans and the graphics on the cans are so unique." Others, he said, appreciate old tin signs advertising various brews and display them at their homes. "We had a lady who was a member of our club, and she had 273 pint glasses. That's all she collected." Beer has been a big part of Lemelin's life. He worked in the beer industry after retiring from his job at General Motors and started a second career selling beer. He has been collecting items for 30 years and has seen the hobby become more and more popular over that time. "The beer industry and my career and this hobby all dovetailed together," Lemelin said. John Downing, Brewmaster Professor for Niagara College's Brewmaster and Brewery Operations Management Program, is a member of the club. He was behind a craft brewery being set up in the old Atlas Hotel in Welland back in the mid-1980s. The beer, like the Atlas, has been left to the history books. "But it is that kind of history that draws people into the hobby," he said. Renowned Canadian horticulturist and Niagara native Larry Shirk, who published a book 150 Years of Beer Labels, donated part of his beer collection to the college in 2012. He passed away in September 2021. "We have a warehouse outside that has 12 pallets filled with bottles, cans, labels, you name it," Downing said. "The idea is actually to have a museum or something a little bit down the road." The club will be hosting its 7th Spring Niagara College Brewmaster Student Scholarship Fundraiser on Saturday, April 26, at the Armenian Community Center, 156 Martindale Road, in St. Catharines, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. All kinds of beer memorabilia will be available. In addition to the chance to buy, sell or trade memorabilia, there will be a penny sale, 50-50 draw, and a raffle for a Neon Coors beer sign. Net proceeds from the event will help fund $500 bursaries for students enrolled in the program for each semester. Preference given to residents of the Niagara region or the Greater Toronto Area. "It's obviously tough times for everybody these days, students especially," Downing said. "With government cuts to their grants and everything like that, being able to have bursaries and scholarships really does help students with particular need attend and take the courses." Niagara College Development Officer Emily O'Connor noted that the Niagara Brewery Collectibles Club has donated close to $10,000 to the college for students' awards since 2017. "The Niagara Brewery Collectibles Club has been an avid supporter of the college and a consummate donor, always putting students first," O'Connor said. "Whether it's attending the college's Project Brew events or hosting their own trade shows, Larry and the NBCC keep students top of mind and help them succeed in their educational journeys with their bursary." "As for the club, membership is $10 per year," Lemelin said, "and is open to anyone, even if they do not have a collection. More information can be found at bccniagara.com.